A Tale of Planetary Woe, presented by Science at NASA. November 6, 2009. Once upon a time, roughly 4 billion years ago, Mars was warm and wet, much like Earth. Liquid water flowed on the Martian surface in long rivers that emptied into shallow seas. A thick atmosphere blanketed the planet and kept it warm. Living microbes might have even arisen, some scientists believe, starting Mars down the path toward becoming a second life-filled planet next door to our own. But that's not how things turned out. Today, Mars is bitter cold and bone dry. The rivers and seas are long gone. Its atmosphere is thin and wispy, and if Martian microbes still exist, they're probably eking out a meager existence somewhere beneath the dusty Martian soil. What happened? Why did Mars dry up and freeze over? These haunting questions have long puzzled scientists. A few years from now, we might finally know the answer, thanks to a new orbiter NASA will send to Mars called MAVEN, short for Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution. The goal of MAVEN is to figure out what processes were responsible for these changes in the climate of Mars, says Bruce Jakowski, principal investigator for MAVEN at the University of Colorado at Boulder. One way or another, most scientists believe, Mars must have lost its most precious asset, a thick atmosphere of carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide in Mars's atmosphere is a greenhouse gas, just as it is in our own atmosphere. A thick blanket of CO2 and other greenhouse gases would have provided the warmer temperatures and greater atmospheric pressure required to keep liquid water from freezing solid or boiling away. Over the past 4 billion years, Mars somehow lost most of that blanket. Scientists have proposed various theories for how that loss occurred. Perhaps an asteroid impact blew most of the atmosphere into space in one single catastrophic event. Or maybe erosion by the solar wind, a stream of charged particles emanating from the sun, could have slowly stripped the atmosphere away over eons. The planet's surface might also have absorbed the CO2 and locked it up in minerals such as carbonates. Ultimately, nobody knows for sure where all the missing carbon dioxide went. MAVEN will be the first mission to Mars specifically designed to help scientists understand the ongoing escape of CO2 and other gases into space. The probe will orbit Mars for at least one Earth year. At the elliptical orbit's low point, MAVEN will be 125 kilometers above the surface. Its high point will take it more than 6,000 kilometers out into space. This wide range of altitudes will enable MAVEN to sample Mars's atmosphere more thoroughly than ever before. As it orbits, MAVEN's instruments will track ions and molecules in this broad cross-section of the Martian atmosphere, thoroughly documenting the flow of carbon dioxide and other molecules into space for the first time. Once Jakowski and his colleagues know how quickly Mars is losing CO2 right now, they can extrapolate backwards in time to estimate the total amount lost to space during the past 4 billion years. MAVEN will determine if loss to space was the most important factor, Jakowski says. But just as important as how much is the question of how. Conventional wisdom holds that Mars's atmosphere is vulnerable because the planet lacks a global magnetic field. Earth's magnetic field stretches far out into space and envelops the whole planet in a protective bubble that deflects solar wind. Mars has only regional, patchy magnetic fields that cover relatively small areas of the planet, mostly in the southern hemisphere. The rest of the atmosphere is fully exposed to solar wind. So, the loss could be caused by the slow erosion of the atmosphere in these exposed areas. David Brain of the University of California at Berkeley has proposed another seemingly contrary possibility. These small magnetic fields might actually hasten the loss of Mars's atmosphere, Brain suggests. The solar wind might buffet those magnetic field lines, occasionally pinching off a bubble of field lines that then drifts off into space, carrying a large chunk of the atmosphere with it. If so, having a partial magnetic field could be worse than having none at all. This possibility was described in a 2008 Science at NASA story, Solar Wind Rips Up the Martian Atmosphere. Some evidence from NASA's Mars Global Surveyor spacecraft supports Brain's theory, but decisive measurements will have to wait for MAVEN, currently scheduled to launch in the year 2013. The mission will be a big step toward understanding what happened to Mars and how it ended up so cold and dry after such a warm and hospitable beginning. After all these years, MAVEN could write the final chapter in a haunting tale of planetary woe. This story was written by Patrick Berry and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.